A series of avalanches have claimed the lives of four people in northern Norway, including one Slovakian and an Italian national. Strong winds and huge amounts of snow continue to fall, while authorities have urged locals in the Nordland, Troms and Finnmark regions to evacuate their homes.
As soon as we got a look at the teeth, we could tell this was a really important and unusual sighting. So this species is a small-toothed sand tiger shark, and it's normally found in deep water offshore. And in fact, it's never been seen in Ireland before. So
just weeks ago, a similar shark washed up on the South English coast.
The temperatures have dropped to around or below 0 degrees Celsius throughout the region that is used to warmer weather in the month of April. Mountain roads in Serbia were blocked by snow at various places. The snow is recorded at 40 centimeters deep. And according to the Interior Ministry's Department for Emergency, several villages were left without electricity.
Stormy weather in the Midwest has finally quieted down this morning after another round of deadly tornadoes. A twister touched down in Louisville, Kentucky last night, causing significant damage and possibly one death. This follows a massive tornado that's blamed for at least five deaths in southeastern Missouri early yesterday.
Snowfall records, as Alana's mentioned, we've been crushing previous records. In fact, we're now on the cusp of breaking a nearly century-old record, which starts back or dates back to the 1930s.
More than 600,000 Hydro-Québec customers without power late Wednesday afternoon after hours of freezing rain fell on parts of the province, including right here in Montreal. And ice buildup may cause tree branches to break. Ice pellets began Wednesday morning and switched to freezing rain around noon.
Flash flood warning continues in Miami-Dade County. Actually been dealing with some flooding for the past couple of hours, and this is some of that new video that's in. You can see that flooding occurring right around a time too where a lot of folks are trying to head home.
the upper Mississippi River, causing dangerous flooding from Minnesota down to Iowa. Homes, cars, roads, all could be seen absolutely covered by water. A separate weather system moving out of the Rockies, bringing severe weather to Texas, Oklahoma, also Louisiana.
Here in Andalusia, many locals are sticking to the shade as they prepare for what could be the hottest day on record in April. According to forecasters, Spain could experience temperatures of up to 40 degrees Celsius later this week, temperatures that are normally seen in July.